Strategies for dealing with impermanence. The local anti-Semite is reading a biography of Goebbels at the neighborhood cafe. The French roast is pleasant. The dark-eyed Junko, who never seems to get it, is trilling outside. Last night, the wedding guests lifted the couple into chairs, hoisted and rocked them, chuckling, saying, "More life, more life." And in the morning, having read the news, I type, "Our prayers are with the victims." My father's wife is dying of ALS in a small hospital room in Boston. She can no longer move or speak, only blink. The sign at the door says to wear a mask. Vanessa is pregnant, I say, holding her hand. God willing, we'll have a baby in the fall. I look into her eyes, but it seems invasive. We sit for a while and watch the light on the wall. When I leave, I kiss her forehead. In the hallway, I take hand sanitizer and rub it, astringent, on my lips. The boy inside me is watching, frowning. But something else is watching him, saying, "Sweetheart," saying, "It is so hard." This thing watching will be here forever. I know, I said, everything is a strategy. But not this.